My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, as we celebrate the mystery of the resurrection, let us take the time to reflect on the resurrection of Christ, but also on our own resurrection, not only after we die, but today and tomorrow as we live out our lives. Here is a story of how one person experienced resurrection in daily life, well, sort of. It seems that this person had the habit of visiting a local bar after work and staying until closing time. He would somehow make it back home, but would often lean on the horn while getting out of the car and slam the car door. Then he would fumble with his keys at the front door, stumble up the stairs, and collapse in his bed, fully clothed. Finally, family members and friends decided to intervene and scare him into breaking his annoying habit. They went out to the local graveyard, purchased a plot, dug a full-size grave, and waited for the undesirable routine to happen again. They did not have to wait long. Within a week, he came home severely inebriated, following the same routine. Only this time, family members and friends sprang into action. They gently carried him, the two blocks, to the neighborhood cemetery, placed him in the grave, and left him there with the hope that when he awakened, he would be so scared that he would resolve to stop drinking for the rest of his life. And so when he awakened the next day, he was, of course, puzzled, to say the least. So he climbed at the top of the grave, looked around at all the tombstones around him, and exclaimed, "Oh my God, it's the resurrection day, and I am the first one up." Hopefully, my dear brothers and sisters, most of us have a better understanding of the resurrection than our friend in our story. The word resurrection does not mean a restoration to one's previous life, as happened to Lazarus, to the widow of Naim, and Jairus' daughter in the gospel. It is not resuscitation. It is something infinitely more. The word resurrection designates a quantum leap forward into a totally new life. It is something no human being has yet experienced. In other words, the body of Jesus that rose on Easter Sunday was radically different from the body that was buried on Good Friday. St. Paul compares a body before and after the resurrection to a seed and the plant that emerges from it. He says in his letter to the Corinthians, When the body is buried, it is mortal. When raised, it will be immortal. When buried, it is ugly and weak. When raised, it will be beautiful and strong. When buried, it is a spiritual body. When buried, it is physical body. When raised, it will be a spiritual body. And this brings us in the gathering in this church on this day of days. My dear brothers and sisters, Easter tells us that the personal transformation of life that took place in Jesus is not something that is reserved for Jesus alone. It is something that will take place in each of us. We too are destined for resurrection. We too are destined to share in the incredible transformed life that Jesus now enjoys in heaven. More closely at hand, Easter tells us something else. As we study the Easter account in the scriptures, we see not only that Jesus was remarkably transformed on Easter, but also his disciples were transformed. Easter transformed them from a band of despairing people into a brigade of daring missionaries. At the command of Jesus, they set out to carry the message of Easter to the four corners of the earth. And everywhere they preach the good news, the power of Easter began to work in people's lives. Beautiful things began to happen. Despair began to give way to hope. Darkness began to give way to light. Hatred began to give way to love. Sorrow began to give way to joy. In short, my dear brothers and sisters, everywhere the disciples preached, the power of Easter began to work miracles in people's lives. And those miracles have not stopped yet. They continue to happen in our time. And this is the good news of Easter. This is the good news that we have come together to celebrate on this day of days. It is the good news that we are destined to be transformed someday, as Jesus was transformed on this day 2,000 years ago. It is the good news that Jesus also wishes to transform our present lives, just as he transformed the lives of his disciples after his resurrection. It is a good news that Jesus is ready to work miracles of new life in us. And if we but open our hearts to his Easter power, it is the good news that every Good Friday in our lives can be turned into an Easter Sunday. if we but open our hearts to the risen power of the risen Jesus. And it is a good news that we don't have to wait until we die to share in the risen life of Jesus. We can begin right now with this Mass and this Easter celebration. This is what Easter is all about. It is a good news that the risen Jesus is in our midst right now in the church, inviting us to a new life of faith, hope, and love. Amen.